Name's WW. I live in Gilroy, California. So it's 6 a.m. over here. Jen P had asked me to speak, and I said, sure. So I got up and got ready. And so thank you for having me. And I always like to start my talk with the set-aside prayer. So if you could join me, it says, God, today, help me set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about my own recovery, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Please help me see the truth. Amen. I say this because I've been in the program since January this year. And already the brain is starting to think, oh, yeah, you know it all, girl. You've got it all figured out. I don't. I'm not the director anymore. So when I say the set aside prayer, it just helps set me up for a better day. And talking about starting my day, I start my day with 30 minutes in the morning with God. I have a couple of apps that I use. One has a study on anything you can think of, anxiety, anger, love, patience, you know. So I listen to those and then I do a meditation and then I get my daily devotional out, which I wanted to talk about. A year ago, April, a friend of mine gave me this daily devotional and I love it. So I thought when January came this year, I would read about the author in the front of the book. And she talked about always having a monologue with God and not a dialogue. And she thought, what would happen if I had a dialogue? So she sat down with pen and paper and came out with all these answers. I'm like, well, I can do that. So I wrote down, God, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm retired now. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I'm living with my friend I've known for 39 years. Her husband just passed away. What am I supposed to be doing here, Lord? And I came up with words like be calm, transform. But the one that stood out was rescue. And in my diseased brain, I went, rescue? Who needs to be rescued? Which one of my friends needs to be rescued? Can't. It never dawned on me that it was me. Okay. So this happened January 1st this year. My friend asked me to go to the OA birthday party in LA, which is was the 13th through the 15th of January. This is how fast God's working, in my opinion. So I said, yeah, I'll go with you. I'm not in OA, but I'll go with you. I'll check it out. So we're driving down and we're listening to Harlan G. And I'm like, yeah. And it seems like she said it out of the blue. She said, well, you know, you have a broken spirit, don't you? And I said, excuse me, don't you know who I am? I'm Miss Debbie. I go to church. I go to ladies' Bible study. And she says, yeah, but have you surrendered everything to God? Oh, man. It was like the knife of truth into my heart. And I wanted to have a smart aleck response, but I couldn't because it was the absolute truth. If I had a dollar for every time I told God, I'm not going to eat this particular thing anymore, I'd be a rich woman. So, in my head, that was the beginning of my spiritual experience. You know, this like someone else who doesn't even believe in God telling me I have a broken spirit. I'm like, I think you better, oh, you know. So, I go to the party, and all I see are joyful women, a few men, but mostly women. And everybody's so happy, and they're all talking about the program. They're talking about God. I didn't hear anybody say, oh, look at me. I've lost this much weight. Oh, look at me. I've lost that. Nothing like that. And I went to workshops and I heard them talking, and it was exactly what they say. I wanted what they had. So I don't know if you guys know Janet B, but I asked Janet B to be my sponsor. And this is my. I'm 66, and this is the first time in my life I've worked a 12-step program. So she told me to go home and read the book for the first 164 pages, which is what I did. And I called her and I said, well, I read it. I don't know if I understood what I read. She said, well, are you willing to do the work? And I said, yeah, I'm willing to do the work. So she connected me with the gal who's still my sponsor today. And well, all I can say is this program has saved my life because I had so much dread in my life. I mean, I dreaded the good things in life. Who does that? So that's just a little start. Let me tell you a little bit about how I was an overeater. I think it started, I don't think I was born that way. I think, as a kid, I ate normal. But then once I got on my own and nobody was there to tell me I could only have one ice cream bar, oh, and so that I could have more, I think that was the beginning. And then when situations came up and I wasn't, didn't know how to handle my emotions, food was my best friend. And I used to joke and say, well, my drugs of choice are sugar and caffeine. Ha ha. Like that was something to be proud of. Things like when my daughters were in Girl Scouts and they sold Girl Scout cookies. You said not to mention these things, but at the end when the money was due and we were like 15, 20 boxes short, well, guess who ate them? Me. I could eat a box at a time. And so things like that. And I just kept eating. And all I could think about was eating. I could be eating breakfast and wondering what was for lunch or for dinner. And I was never satisfied. And it's, I mean, the food used to do the trick, like, oh, yeah, I feel so good. But then, probably, I don't know, last 3, 5 years, the food didn't do the trick. But I still kept eating because that's what I did, right? I just kept eating. So going to this birthday party and seeing all these women and getting connected with the sponsor. You guys hear my chihuahua back here? So I spoke with Kathy, my sponsor, on January 17th. She said, "Can you commit your food for tomorrow?" Well, I already have plans to go out for breakfast with my friends, so I said I can commit dinner, but I can't commit anything else. So I went out and had a huge breakfast, and then had a committed dinner on the 18th. So I consider January 19th my first day of abstinence. And so I want to tell you that last September, I got a pacemaker. This September, I'm going on a cruise. God is good. And let me tell you, I went on a cruise this past April and I was, just in the program since January. And I'm like, should I go? Should we, And my sponsor said, well, just take your scale and, do your best. Well, that's what I did. I came home and I'd lost weight. And they had meetings, of Friends of Bill W on the boat. So I thought that was so cool. I went to those and, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, God is good. Let me look at my paper right here. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, I think. Oh, I wanted to share with you when I did the wrote down what I'm supposed to, what was my purpose. On page 77 in the big book, it says, "Our purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and people about us." I'm just like, that's my answer right there. And here are some of the things I do. My sponsor said, just start with pushing your grocery cart back up to the store. Okay, I can do that. So I'm out and I'm walking my dogs and I'm picking up their business and here's somebody else's business. And I'm like, really, Lord, I'm supposed to do that? Yeah, so now I pick up other people's business if they leave it behind, because that's a service, right? I pick up litter in my neighborhood. I take ladies to the grocery store who don't have cars. And you know what? It feels so good to be of service. Not only does it feel good, but it gets me out of my head thinking about me, 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 because that's where I used to live. And I don't have to live there anymore.
It's 10 minutes, Deb.
Okay, thank you. So, I went to the two-way prayer workshop at the OA birthday party. And I'm like, oh wow, I already have done a two-way prayer. And I didn't realize it till I was at the party that the person who needed to be rescued was me. I mean, it took me that long to figure it out. But that's how my diseased brain works, you know, because we have the double whammy. We have the allergy of the food, and we also have a broken bridge in our brain. As Janet likes to describe it, we know not to put our hand on the hot burner because it's going to hurt, right? Well, this bridge in our brain that's broken, I can eat this today, and I'll say, I'm not going to eat it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow comes and I've completely forgotten. And I turn around and do the same thing again. So we have the double whammy between the brain and the allergy to the food. So to me, and I've heard Harlan say this so many times, food is the answer. It is the answer. I have so much freedom now. I have a meal plan that I absolutely love. I know this is hard to believe, but every meal I make, I'm like, this is so good. And it's basically the same thing. You know, I change my meat once in a while. I go from potatoes to rice. But it's so good. It's so good. And I don't miss going out to eat. I really don't miss it. I thought life couldn't exist without going out to eat. Well, guess what? I'm so happy not to go out. I feel like I am doing what I'm supposed to do. Like I'm supposed to make my meals. I'm not supposed to wait around for somebody to feed me. You know, I take pleasure and I feel honored that I can prepare these meals. And I don't know. I truly believe the age of miracles is still alive because not only is it a miracle that I'm not eating like I used to, God gave me another miracle that at first I'm like, well, I shouldn't talk about this. This is like bragging. But if I'm bragging, I'm bragging on God. So I was supposed to get a knee replacement this month in this September. And they called me a couple of weeks ago and said, are you ready to schedule? And I said, no. And they said, why? And I said, well, because my knee doesn't hurt anymore. And the first thing she said is, have you lost weight? And I said, yeah, I have lost weight. And I go, but I don't think it's the weight loss. And so anyways, I don't know if she wanted to hear it, but she heard all about God and OA and how wonderful it is. And I said, no, I don't need the surgery. And so I think maybe right now might be a good time. Lisa, could you show on my photo from last summer? So that's me last summer at the Asparagus Festival. And could you show the picture that was taken just a couple of days ago? And that's me just a few days ago. My friend, we went to a sip and paint, and she's like, oh, let me take your picture. And she took my picture. I'm like, is that really what I look like? And she said, yeah. And I went, wow. So I've never shared my photos on a meeting before, and I thought this might be a good time because, well, I really want to give people hope because there really is hope out there. This program, I've tried so many diets. I spent 40 years in the diet desert. You name it, I did it. I lost weight, gained it back. It doesn't work because I was trying to do it on my power. And the only power that works is the higher power. My higher power is God. Your higher power, that's up to you. But this program, if you take it serious and you work it, what do they say about this program? This is for people who, not people who want it, not people who need it. It's for people who do it. So I do it daily. I start my day with my spiritual practice in the morning. I make at least three calls every day. I go to a meeting every day. I send my food plan to my sponsor every night. So I get up in the morning, I'm ready to go. I do a nightly inventory, which is, 10, 11. And I just have to say that I am living in the fourth dimension. I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams because I'm not doing anything extravagant over here. I'm living in the moment. My mind isn't off wondering, what's next? What's next? Food, food, food. I'm not. And it feels so good. And I wanted to share with you the ANA promise number 12, which I truly believe in. We will suddenly
Deb,
realize.
excuse me, Deb, 5 more minutes.
Okay. We promise 12 says we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. That is exactly what's happened to me and it happens daily. Oh, let me tell you. I went to see my aunt in May. She has cancer, so I went to visit her. And I was good the whole time. I did my program. I said, this is what I eat. Everything was good. So the last day I was there, we went, she had to have her cancer treatment, and then they were going to take me to the hospital, I mean, to the airport. So we went to the cafeteria to have breakfast. Well, there was some yogurt. There was some pink yogurt and some white yogurt. And I'm like, well, hopefully the white yogurt's sugar-free. Well, guess what? It wasn't. But I ate it. And I'm thinking, I thought it was okay. So I tell my sponsor, and she said, well, you had a relapse. And I'm like, well, I didn't mean to. And while I'm trying to negotiate this with her, I look down on my desk, and there's a note from somebody at a meeting that said, God is in the pause, the devil is in the negotiations. And I had to say to myself, I'm negotiating here. I'm trying to justify eating sugar. So this happened on a Thursday. My sponsor called me out on a Friday. So you know what I had to do? I ate Saturday and Sunday, whatever I wanted. I'm like, well, I went off, I went off. So I tell her this, and she said, well, can you commit your food for Monday? Yeah, sure, I can commit my food for Monday. Do I believe I was going to eat? Was I going to get back on my program? No, I didn't believe it. But I woke up Monday, I started doing my routine that I always do, and I just got back on my food. It is a total miracle. There's no way. There's no way. Because Deb, when she fell off the horse, she just stayed down there on the ground, ate the food, did her thing. But with God in my life and putting him first, total surrender, I was able to get back on. So I've had one lapse since January. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on day 133. You mean I have to start counting my days again? But you know what? It's not a big deal. I can't even tell you. I'd have to look at my app on my phone to tell you what day I'm on now. Because I'm just doing it day by day. You're not sure. I'm never going to be cured from this disease. I'm just going to live in recovery. And I can only do that with God. And I hope I've inspired someone. I hope I've helped someone. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Debbie.